Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on enjoining good and forbidding evil. Today's hadith an Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'a khatama min dhahabin fi yadi rajulin fanaza'ahu fatarahahu wa qala ya'mudu ahadukum ila jamratin min nar fayaj'aluha fi yadihi faqila lirrajuli ba'da ma dhahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam خذ خاتمك انتفع به قال لا والله لا آخذه أبدا وقد طرحه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This hadith teaches us the ways that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us to forbid evil, and also it teaches us the steadfastness and the love that the Sahaba had for Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, the son of Hazrat Abbas radiyallahu an. So he is the narrator of the hadith. Who? The son Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. He narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam noticed a gold ring on the hand of a man. Now we know that men are not allowed to wear gold rings. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw that a man was wearing a gold ring, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do to correct the situation? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he then took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, removed it and cast it aside. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam physically removed it. So here's an example of how a person uses his hand to stop evil. We did the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that man ra'a minkum munkaran fal yughayyirhu biyadi. That whichever one of you sees any evil taking place, then he should stop that evil with his hand. So here's a practical demonstration of that hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed the ring from this man's hand and he threw the ring one side. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, if any one of you desires to hold a piece of the hot coal from the fire of Jahannam, then he should wear this. If any one of you desires that he should hold a hot piece of coal from the fire of Jahannam, then he must wear this ring. Showing us how dangerous it is, how disastrous it is to wear a ring. He'd rather take a piece of the coal of Jahannam in his hand. In other words, he'd be punished for it, for wearing this gold ring. This is not for something for men to wear. So then, anyway, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left, so this is when Nabi sallam took it, threw it one side, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, he left. When he left, someone said to this man, take your ring so that you may derive some benefit from it. So now what this person, somebody told him, that take your ring, you may, obviously you can't wear it. But doesn't mean you can't benefit from that gold ring that you have. You can sell it. If you sell it, maybe a lady can use it, or somebody can melt it, and that gold could be used for something else. But nevertheless, it has value. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually stopped you from wearing it. So why don't you pick up that ring now that he, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cast aside, pick it up and use it for some other benefit. So that was the suggestion that somebody had told him. Somebody had given him this advice that pick it up now and use it. In other words, you can still benefit from it. Now look at this reply of the sahabi. He said that he replied, by Allah, I will never take it back after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cast it aside. Something that Nabi alayhi salam cast aside, I'll never take it back. So much of love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that despite their poverty, despite them being in distress themselves, despite them being in need of this gold, but that, I won't touch it. Never mind. I won't touch it because Nabi sallam cast something aside, how can I pick that thing up and use it? I'll never ever use it. So this person, the sahabi, he left it there. So that shows us what love they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were prepared to part with things that they needed. Sometimes, let's ask ourselves, are we prepared to part with things that we don't even need? How often things that we don't even need? Things that are doubtful, sometimes just a luxury item, sometimes just a time of enjoyment. But we know that we don't need it and it's weighing against the sunnah. We know that we don't need to eat it and we're doubtful about it. We know that we don't need these things in our life, but yet we want to do it. And forget about gunas. We can't even give up gunas. So here they gave up things that were permissible because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just unhappy. So that shows the love of muhabbat and love that they had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala grant us also that type of love and muhabbat. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.